When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Hour number two, big show. Nick, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, really big show.
It's a big show.
It's a big show. Hey, Matt from the 409 wants to know when we're coming back to Luke's. I don't know.
Now,
it's a good question.
Our sales guy that is from Beaumont, that normally is the guy that zeroes in on the 409, his wife, congratulations to the King family, but Wes King and his wife had a baby girl.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yesterday.
Congrats.
So I'm sure he hasn't been working hard on that. But after they come down from Cloud 9 and they get settled back in, I'm sure Wes will be working on appearances in the 409.
That was a fun spot.
It's a good spot.
Yeah, and somebody said, will I roast their ex-wife so that they can tag her on? No, I'm only roasting people that listen to the show. That has to be you. I don't want to roast anybody else. That's no fun.
Isn't that kind of like an unwritten rule not to mess with, like, roast people's wives?
Yeah, then you got
to
testify.
You don't roast people that don't want to be roasted.
Then you end up having to testify.
Yeah.
Because you started the incident that caused someone's demise.
Like, I'm not gonna roast anyone. And then, look, this dude, Brandon, sends a picture of myself. He's like, roast my goofy-looking ass. That's hilarious, Brandon. You don't even spell Brandon right, you idiot. Who spells Brandon with an E in it? Idiots, that's who. B-R-A-N-D-E-N. Nobody spells Brandon like that.
I like Barry with an E.
God. Brandin.
Yeah.
What's the Brandin?
So B-E-R-R-Y. Like that.
You would. That.
Anybody how do you spells it with an A.
How do you spell baby bash? Baby bash with an E?
No. There's definitely... No.
Barry. You spell it with two balls.
He spells it with definitely one I in there because he is all about it.
Jerk. Shut your mouth. I hate that. Did I tell you the one time I went to McDonald's and I was like, this is back when I worked downtown in the tunnel. And I go down to get some McDonald's and I don't remember if it was a dude or a lady. I think it was a lady. She goes, what can I put the name under for the order? I was like, Barry. She said, okay. And I didn't watch. She just gave me a receipt. And then they call my name Barry and I walk over B-E-R-Y. One R and an E. Did you just take very and just add a B and then call it a day? Really? I've never in my life.
Whatever works.
I've never in my life had anyone spell Barry, B-E-R-Y. That is the dumbest.
I recently met someone who spelled her name. Her name was Megan and she put an H in it. M-E-A-G-N-H.
M-E-G-H?
Yeah, I've never.
Or M-E-H? Yeah.
I've seen that.
Megan?
Now, there's a lady at Taylor's school.
You shouldn't spell it like that.
Her name is Joanna, but it's J-O-H-A.
I've seen that. I've seen that as well.
Yeah, but I don't know anyone that spells Brandon with an E other than this one.
Well, but you can tell he's
comedian,
a little off.
This one hilarious guy on Twitter. Hilarious.
He's touring that next week. Didn't you see his concert dates?
He's got a picture of somebody from... Yeah, have you ever seen the movie Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a picture of that guy, I think.
Okay.
Whatever. Unless that's really him. I don't know.
Either way, do we care?
No, right. I don't. But
is he sitting in that chair?
No, you are.
That's right.
Look, somebody wants to talk Stanley Cup. No, delete. I don't know anything about the Stanley Cup.
Just stop licking people's faces to get attention.
Yeah, what
That's
is that
the
about?
Craziest thing? The guy what from the Boston Bruins.
He did it multiple times too, right?
Yeah. So the league said he's got to stop it, and that didn't slow him down. So his own coach gave him orders to stop doing it because whenever he got the chance, getting close to the opponent, he's licking their face.
Why? Like, what is the purpose?
I don't
know.
Trying
to get in their heads. It's a mental
warfare. Like, literally
warfare.
Trying to get inside of their face by licking it.
Or literally trying to...
Why do you... I mean, but...
get a breakfast jack.
I don't understand.
Or give one.
Well, I guess. That makes no sense to me. Especially, like, if you're a hockey player and you're trying to lick another hockey player. Hockey players are gross. They're all sweaty under all the pads
something.
And stuff.
Yeah, if you've ever...
Horrible.
You want to smell... Nick, you go into a lot of locker rooms.
Yeah.
You want to smell the stinkiest locker rooms in any sport at any time. Hockey.
Okay, because really? I've never been in a hockey locker room, but I would say the football locker rooms are the worst between the three sports.
The three
football,
majors.
Basketball, and baseball. Yeah.
But of the four, it's hands down hockey because all those pads suck in all that sweat, and they don't wash those. They just wash their uniforms.
Why don't they wash that?
Because it's just they're big and bulky, and even with their industrial washers and dryers, they can't do that.
They don't fit in the washing
machine. There's got to be some sort of deodorizer that they can like put them in and then just...
Dude, their gear, even when we had the Arrows and we shared the building with them, with the Rockets in the Compact Center, when the Arrows were in town, you'd walk by their dressing rooms or whatever, and even if they had fans, and it's
foul.
Just god-awful. It's terrible. Yeah, it is definitely not... And people say they're the nicest guys, the easiest to deal with, the best athletes, but the worst-smelling dudes when they're in their
uniform. That's what I'm saying. So why the hell would you want to lick these dudes on the face?
I don't get that either. Especially because it's the playoffs, right? So now everybody's doing the playoff beards.
Yeah.
So now you're licking beards as well as face and sweat. And come on, man.
Doing the old... Like you got hair in your mouth? That's only supposed to happen certain times.
If I'm playing against that team, I'm wearing the full face shield. I'm getting the plexiglass shield.
Something.
Yeah. You can lick the glass.
Joel Embiid mask or something. You can lick the... Yeah.
No doubt. That's creepy. Just nasty. You got to stop doing that. And everybody's celebrating because last night, because we're not going to talk NHL forever or for very long, but the Penguins, who are the reigning champs, who have been there and done that over and over again, were eliminated last night by the Capitals. So, huge win for Washington. Penguins out, which means we'll have a new NHL champion and Stanley Cup champ. And on at the same time, I think it's the first time that a Washington team has reached a conference finals since like 98.
Really?
Yeah. Including the Wizards, the Nationals, the Redskins, and the Caps.
Wow.
So it's been 20 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
I thought we had a bad here.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. Not with the Astros and the Rockets and, well, you know, the Texans are coming.
Are they?
Let's hope so.
Apparently, old Brandon with an E deleted the text because I was going to reply to him and it's gone now. Good choice, Brandon.
You can delete a text like that?
I mean, not a text, a tweet.
Oh, okay.
No, he deleted his tweet because I was going to respond to it. But whatever. Good for you, Brandon.
Okay. All right, so we got lots to get to. We still got to talk some basketball from last night. We can get to that. We can preview tonight's game where the Rockets hopefully put the Jazz to bed one final time. From shoot-around today, Donovan Mitchell has come out and said, I really didn't mean it about James Harden.
Yeah, you did.
It was heat of the moment. It was... You know, still unwinding from the game itself, but he's definitely the MVP, and he definitely deserves it, and you're still going to get punished tonight, kid.
You meant it.
Yeah, they're coming at you, and they're coming at you hard.
It's too late. Once the bulletin board gets the material put on it, it doesn't come down.
That's right.
You screwed up.
So hopefully they take care of business so they can start prepping for the Warriors, who are also looking to close out the Pelicans tonight. Lots to talk about, lots more on the agenda. If you want to join the show, HRNP listener line, where you can call or text 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on Twitter, where we're always responsive. And if you want, you can check us out on the live stream and do all that kind of commentary too, which I'm not fond of. But anyway, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them over and over again because if I need furniture, I always go to Gallery. I have since I've gotten to Houston, and I've never been steered in the wrong direction. I've always gotten solid wood American-made furniture, leather furniture, upholstered furniture, furniture for every room in the house. And I do it because Gallery takes care of you. They have great, long-lasting furniture at quality prices, and more so than anything else, they live up to everything that they say by doing it. And that's so rare these days because Brandon, who works here, recently was shopping for furniture, and he checked out other furniture stores, and basically everything he wanted was $1,000 more at those stores than it was at Gallery, and none of them could deliver the same day and could give him anything but a back order slip. So he went to Gallery, and it went his way quickly. He found what he wanted. He saved money. He got quality furniture. He got it delivered within 3 to 4 hours of when he purchased it, and absolutely without back order slips. They made sure he saved money. That's what you can do too. It's one of three locations now, as Mac has made it as convenient as possible. If you're on Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, they have a location there. They have one in the heart of the Galleria on Post Oak, and they have the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Whichever one of the three locations you go to, same quality customer service, same great deals, including the Astros deal, where if you spend $3,000 or more in bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic, and the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. It's just the way they do business, and they want to make sure they earn your business, not just one time, but every time you need furniture. Check them out at one of the three locations, because one of the main things that they always say that they will always do, Gallery will save you money. Chill, right on the side, as my ego becomes a fucking child with some wood on my tongue. Feel like intake a breath in my mouth.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Don't nobody want it. We hella hot at the moment. We're coming for all opponents. It feel incredible, don't it? It really ain't a thing. Who get them crazy going? Orangutan. Look at them copping me, trying to get top of the boss with a lot of mediocrity, stalking the properties. Want to get off of my monopoly. Tell me who is
this
the one they call
Socrates.
This is
the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of the big show. Hope y'all are having a good time along for the ride. We are having a good time bringing it to you. You want to address the fact that Yahoos don't know when to quit and decide to do some stupid...
I'm loving these new Twitter handles. Go ahead, Barry.
Nick is loving this.
Until they make one for me.
I'm just thinking, which one are they going Nick's, your way with?
Nick's dumb face.
Not a good one. Not a good one.
I don't know.
My face
excuse
is
me
really
while I, excuse me, I got something to create real quick. Now there's Joel's pink headphones as a Twitter handle. I'm kind of mad, though. I'm jealous a little bit.
Why?
So, number one, there's Barry's Jiggly Arms, which it's the at is Barry's Jiggly R1. There's no M. I don't know what happened. There's just R1.
Is there a character limit on your handle?
Probably. But it's got following four accounts. It's following me, Joel, Nick, and Joel's pink headphones. But nobody's following Barry's Jiggly Arms, and now I'm jealous.
Why? How many people are
following Joel's pink headphones? You've got one.
You're it's jealous probably of one?
I'm Barry's jealous. Jiggly it's Barry's Arms. Jiggly Arms.
Yeah, so there's nothing to be jealous about.
I'm super jealous. Super duper jealous. Why does it say this user does not exist? What happened? Are people deleting? Oh, really? They deleted the Joel's pink headphones.
Why?
Because it was dumb.
I don't know, but I'm not deleting Nick's stupid face. Or dumb face. When I say Nick's dumb face, I'm
doesn't
not deleting
exist, sir.
Well, it will. And just give me some time. I got enough going on.
Why don't
right?
they do a Boom Boom parody account?
Because there's already a Boom Boom on Twitter that listens to the show. There's a
you
Boom
don't
Boom.
Think he was waiting for that one?
Yeah, he didn't set that up at all. He thought it was slick.
When are you going to start playing Baby Bash?
I'll play. I love Baby Bash.
Oh, we know. We don't have to tell us
you
that.
You love him so much.
You guys come out to the world.
That tweet way out of context.
What does he taste like?
I hate your
oh
face.
Oh, my God. Oh, the fun we have on this show.
There's an actual Boom Boom on Twitter that listens to the show.
But I don't think it's his Twitter handle.
It's
the name.
Well, it's his Nick. It's right. not his, his nickname, not his
right.
at symbol.
God, I thought you said it's Nick.
No, but he goes by Boom Boom, which I don't even think was an ode to me, because there's Ray Boom Boom Mancini. I didn't make it up. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't the original Boom Boom, although I kind of wish I was because it's so awesome.
Jeez.
Let's talk MLB power rankings. Let's talk sportsy. Let's get sports. Sports and sports.
Because this should sports. At least get people to...
Oh, people are calling.
Relax a little bit about the fact that it's not time.
I have a beef with these power rankings.
Okay.
Let's go backwards from 10, shall we?
Sure.
Number 10, the Nationals.
Not the Astros.
I don't think that should be the case at all. I think the Brewers are better than the Nationals.
Brewers are
right
hot.
Now. Right now. Number 9, the Braves. Surprise.
Young team. Really
Braves.
Playing
I
good
didn't
baseball.
See that coming. I figured they were still a year or two away. Number 8, the Indians. Number 7, the Cardinals. Number 6, the Cubs. Number 5, the Angels. Number 4, the Diamondbacks, number 3, the Astros, then the Red Sox, number 1, the Yankees. So I'm fine with the Yankees, Red Sox. I kind of have a problem with the Astros being ahead of the Diamondbacks when they just got beat by the Diamondbacks 2 out of 3 head-to-head.
Now,
how can you do that?
Now, let me ask you a question, too, because I believe I hear what
yesterday.
You're saying, and that's the best team in the National League. And a lot of people, which I was surprised by, but I guess the Dodgers' slow start has kind of put this on blast. But people are saying the Diamondbacks are going to win the national, represent the National League in the World Series.
No, I still think there's other teams that'll
have I would agree with that. But
I'm still standing by the Nationals. I don't know. I mean,
and that's where I would go as well.
Because once you get to the playoffs, it's a different ball.
Even Blummer and TK were like, and they were surveying people across the league. Everybody says, and they even did a couple, I saw even on a national broadcast, they did a poll. Everybody thinks the Diamondbacks. I'm like,
they're good.
It's a hot start, but they're not. Come on, man.
They're good, but I think probably
their ace is not what he used to be either. Grinky.
No. No, I think part of the problem is going to be, can they score? I mean, they can pitch, but can they score? I know that they play in a ballpark that's conducive to putting up a lot of runs, but that goes both ways. I mean, there's a lot of teams that are going to be able to put up runs at that ballpark. I think that, you know, I mean, when you look at the lead that they already have in the West, it's pretty convincing, but you still got the Nationals. I think that the Cardinals are going to have a say in that as well, because the Cardinals are two-dimensional now. They can hit, they can score, they can pitch as well. I still think they need some pitching, but I don't know. And it's so funny that everyone's written off the Cubs. The Cubs got off to a worse start last year than they have this year.
That's what I keep saying. I mean, people, there's 162 games.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting around the quarter mark.
Yeah.
But at the same time, three quarters still to play. So you can't write anybody off this quickly, nor can you anoint anybody this quickly.
I tell you, the Dodgers might be in trouble, though.
No, their injuries,
not looking
the
good.
Injuries aren't going to help them either. You lose Sager, who's one of their big young studs yeah. as a shortstop. Their pitching staff is up and down, older. I don't think they're going to be there this year.
I picked them to win the division because they were the reigning World Series representative from the National League. So it's kind of foolish if you don't. But I also said with the caveat that if there's going to be a team that could surprise a lot of people with how bad they are, mm-hmm. it would be the Dodgers. I was never convinced that that team can hit as well as they hit. Yasiel Puig was great last year. He's struggling this year. And he got sent down. I don't know that I'm buying in that this team is a great hitting team. And now the fact that they lost their best hitter in Seager for the year, the Dodgers could be in some serious trouble.
You know what this is?
What?
This is the curse of Jock Peterson.
It could be.
And all that BS that he pulled last year and the bat flipping and the talking and the big
Puig licking the bat.
Big great thing he did from Major League. Suck it, Jock Peterson. I can't stand you.
The San Francisco Giants,
yeah.
Old as they are, 4.5 back in that division, and now they're talking about going to get Matt Harvey.
Yeah, they're going to get Matt Harvey.
That's stupid.
They say that they're the leaders right now in terms of making a trade to go get him, so the Mets get something for him after designate him for assignment. But bigger than that, they're going to get Mad Bomb back. And when Mad Bomb comes back, they've got a veteran lineup. They got McCutcheon. They've got Longoria, which they've added.
And Lincecum now has moved up to AAA, got his first game action in AAA.
With the Giants?
Yeah.
After he had the stint with the Rangers, now he's with the Giants. I didn't even know he was in the Giants
he's with
farm
the Giants.
System.
He signed in the offseason. So he's moved up to AAA. I just don't understand what I see what their strategy is, which is let's go sign a bunch of veterans.
Yeah, they're going
so
for
that's
it.
Why they're bringing in Harvey and all these guys. I guess you got Matt Bum. You're like, all right, well, now's our chance to make a run. Hunter Pence is getting older. I just don't know if that kind of team is built for the long haul, for
what
a season.
To Johnny Cueto? What happened to...
He's injured.
Yeah, I know he is. It's going to be, he avoided surgery. I think it's going to be 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. Where's Samardzija? You know, they gave him monster money. And you don't even hear his name anymore. Used to be, hey, he'd give you a quality start.
Yeah.
But, they're one of those teams that you took every single shot with every veteran player you could add up.
They're going to have to hit better. They're going to have to do everything better if they're going to have a shot in that division. That division is loaded.
They got to get those electric wheelchairs because the regular, the manuals are not working.
Need to get a rascal.
Oof.
Speaking of, did you see? I hear the music. Don't worry, Nick. But did you see Colin McHugh?
He's playing Baby Bash for you.
Is that Baby Bash?
The way his head is moving, you don't think it's somebody else?
I want to see both hands at all times during this song, Nick. Don't do nothing dirty over there. Did you see Colin McHugh come out of the bullpen
I saw
with
that.
The golf cart?
That was cool.
Yeah. He was the first person this year to utilize that.
First pitcher.
Yes.
Because Brett Strom used it the night before, and he almost fell on his ass.
Did
and Julia was like, I was so worried about him. When he got out, he stumbled, and I thought he was going down.
I love it, though, man. That's kind of cool that McHugh's like, I don't feel like walking there.
Baseball players, I guess, are like super superstitious, but I thought it was cool.
Yeah, and at the same time, that used to be a big deal. Man, the Brewers, when I was growing up, had a bullpen car, and it was painted like the Brewers uniforms, color, really? Logos, and everything like that. And that was a big deal. They went from the golf cart to the, they had a car. And that was a big, and at the end of the year, they did some kind of contest where someone could win the bullpen car.
Really? That's pretty slick.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I thought that was kind of cool, the return to the bullpen car.
Yeah, I dig it. I dig it.
White Magic, hang in there, buddy. We were talking a little baseball that segment to kind of mix it up, but we will get back to the NBA playoffs. You want to talk about a flagrant foul last night? We can talk about that. We can talk about the Rockets tonight. We can talk about a potential matchup with the Warriors in the future, and we can talk about a whole lot more. So please stay right where you are and stay tuned, because the second half of the show is right around the corner. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Then I'm a natural dude. Then we some natural fools. Blowing out by the pool. She like my sexy cool mama. Blaze on the Bavada, rockin' Doja Cubana, hydro and a guana.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Wow, that could have been dangerous.
I don't care. He's like,
we got a lot of salt going on. You started out the show by saying I was salty, and you are fired up today.
I am.
People have fired us up today. And Baby Bash has Nick feeling some kind of way. It's just part of the way we're doing things on a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects.
Dude, I'm ordered by the higher-ups to explore all angles in the camera system here in the studio.
I bet you're exploring a lot of angles.
You sold your boy out.
I didn't sell my boy
for
out.
For a like on Twitter.
I didn't.
Also, there are certain listeners that like to act like they're that they don't listen, but they listen, and they're trying to get in on the fun, right?
Isn't
that the case?
Yep, there is.
They're sad. They're sad people.
Sad.
They're so sad.
It's just silly.
I don't even want to give them any run.
But it's really hard for you to hold bite your tongue right now.
It really
Can
is.
You say but, Satan?
But they're very sad.
I mean, look.
Don't.
No.
No, don't do it.
Lauren Pope says that she said there's these things that they're like portable equipment dryers that hockey players could use. Mm-hmm. I said, I mentioned on the show a while back, these newfangled college locker rooms like Alabama, Oklahoma, in each player's locker, they have cleat deodorizers and dryers and their gloves. They have all these little compartments in each player's individual locker where they use technology, ultraviolet light, and all these other things, where every day after practice, you put your cleats in there and your gloves, and the next day they come out smelling like fresh and clean and disinfected. And it's crazy what's going on right now in locker rooms, except in hockey.
That's horrible. Ugh.
With
all the money and stuff that they spend.
Hockey locker rooms smell like 10-day-old ass in the sunshine.
That's gross,
that's
man.
That's really bad. I can describe.
You know, it's funny because all the people that are making fun of us, which is fine, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's just John Parker on the stream and then one sad guy that needs attention. But we were warned about this. I believe it was Rahil that was like, yeah, the live stream, you guys are going to hate it. And we were like, why? Mm-hmm. He was like, because it's going to take... It's going to get old when people start sending you screenshots of the stuff you do because you're under the microscope for those 3 hours. And I was like, oh, God, because our listeners not mature at all. So it was like, you're right. And sure enough, it's starting to happen. Rahil is like...
I like Tracy's. I thought that was funny.
See, again, it's just like, he was making fun of you when he was doing that, but then she twisted to me. It's like, come on, man.
I would love for you.
But people have too much time in their day. If they enjoy the show, obviously, and they're listening, but then instead of just kind of going with the flow that way, their first line of participation is to take shots.
Well, my thing was, I didn't think it was going to be true. I was like, no, there's no way.
But today has been the worst day, no doubt.
Well, it started. I mean, they've been doing it, but it's like, okay, this is what Raheel was talking about. So this is probably where I'll just say, you know what? I'm just going to close the live stream. And you can, if you guys want to interact, we can do it on Twitter or text. Because,
you're kind of done with it, huh?
It's getting
a bit overwhelming for you?
Well, if my producer didn't sell me out, it might not have been.
Nick, I think he did.
First of all, you guys are making up a tweet that I made about Baby Bash, and that went on for two segments.
No, but I didn't sell you out.
Yeah, you kind of sold yourself direct. On that one.
It was direct. Like a man. Face to face. You didn't...
God.
Look, he's going to switch.
Do that one more time?
Look. Yeah, get you some of that.
A lot more manly there.
Get you some of that. You guys can't see. Go to the live stream. You'll see me flexing. It's a sad. It's
so
a sad.
You handled like a man, so we call that the anti-AC.
What?
Never mind. You'll figure it out.
I don't know what that means.
White Magic
at all.
Wants to get in here and talk about Jordan Clarkson and the flagrant foul last night. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Hey, first thing, you know what I love most about my job? Is that I get to come and go as I please. I kind of make my own hours, even though I work for a corporation or whatever.
Must be
and
nice.
And I get to make you guys to drive home, and I don't have to listen to the damn blitz, okay? But anyways, other than that,
here
y'all
goes.
Really think that, all bias aside, I know you guys are Rockets fans, all bias aside, was that a flagrant two?
You talking about on Clarkson or what?
You're talking about the foul that actually...
Yeah, when DeMar... Well, yeah,
they
when
kicked DeMar or DeRozan out for
the shot, and he hit Jordan...
I thought it was a flagrant.
AJ, and was that a flagrant two?
I thought it was a flagrant one, and I think the only reason why I said it was a flagrant because really there wasn't a lot of impact. The biggest thing was as Nick and I were talking about at the break. The biggest thing that I saw was he never made a play for the ball. He basically, but that was just frustration boiling over. I mean, when you look at the play in slow motion, because he got him in the head twice, not just once. He got him a second time, even though it wasn't like, you know, snapping his head back or anything like that. And I think basically they did him a favor because it looked like he wanted out anyway and the frustration boiled over and he was just basically trying to put an exclamation mark on what was a crap effort.
Well, what's the rule? Once you make contact with the head.
Anything above the shoulders and it's a flagrant one. Then it's referee interpretation on if it was substantial enough to cause an ejection.
Well, PJ Tucker got, what was his? Was that a flagrant one? Yeah, P.J. Tucker got
a flagrant one for the face
because he poked Ingles in the eye, right?
Yeah.
But you could make the case that he was going for the ball.
But
could you make the case with DeRozan that he was going for the ball because he swiped?
That's what I said.
And he hit his head.
No, because the ball was out in front, and his hand was never near the ball. It came right over the top from the. But I will say this:
what if you were trying to time it right? Like
Joe
you thought
Borgia,
he was
the official. In the, I feel like Kyle Lowry now.
Mike just
Joe Borgia, the official that they went to get the response on the PJ Tucker flagrant said he wound up.
Here's the deal. Look, I think because of the mental warfare part of the game, I don't think DeRozan would have done that. But if he helped him up, I think he would have avoided the flagrant too. Obviously. I think there's some, you know, there's mental trash talking that has to go down, and I think that's one of the reasons why he may have not helped him up. The other thing is, I do believe he went for the ball. I think you can kind of pump fake, move the ball around just a little bit to where you swing, and then you get hit in the head. But if you look at the game before that third quarter, it was already getting chippy. Mm-hmm. And the ref sometimes makes calls like that just to send a message to both teams, like, we got control of this game. Now, does it make it a flagrant two? In my opinion, no. I think he did went for the ball. But I think it had a lot to do with the game and how the tone of the game in the first two quarters and them trying to take control of it. If he helped them up, I don't even think they would have called it a flagrant two. But at the same time, I don't blame DeRozan for not helping them up because there's some trash talking that has, like, a mental warfare, like I said. So I don't think it's a flagrant two, but, you know.
See, to me, the series, it was already over. It wasn't going any further. Everybody else had pretty much, we said it, Toronto folded up their tents and had gone home for all intents and purposes. PJ Tucker not only didn't help up Ingles, but he literally walked away from him talking smack to him like, man, that was weak. And he didn't get ejected. I just think the referees, maybe more than anything else, Nick, said if we don't throw him out here, he may do something like this again, because their frustration had boiled over. They knew they were embarrassed. They knew that this didn't go the way they wanted it to go. And they know that it's not going to be a game five.
Maybe he was done with the game, too. Like, he was done. He knew the season was over. But he had 13 points, and there were still a few minutes left in the third. What if DeRozan had an explosive fourth quarter? Chances of that might have been slim. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if he was automatically done. There might have been some frustration, but when you go for the ball, and you're right, if anything above the shoulder could potentially be called a flagrant, maybe even a flagrant two. But that's just, I don't know. I felt like more than anything, they were just trying to take control of the game, because if you look at the first two quarters, it was getting ugly.
You're probably right. My only other point about going for the ball is a lot of times when they're on those layups or whatever, they're trying to time it. And he had the ball out in front, but if he's going to put the ball above his head on the layup, maybe he's trying to time it to swipe, and he never did. He kept the ball out in front, so he ends up hitting him in the head. Because if he does, like, cock the ball back or put it above his head for the layup, then it looks like he's going for the ball. So I don't know. I just do disagree. I don't think that he's – if he stays in the game, that outcome is any different. They got whacked at that time.
Yeah.
They got walked off that court. Like, it was ugly. And I don't think DeMar DeRozan was changing that. He didn't help in the other three games. What the hell was going to be the difference in that one?
Well, I mean, he had some big games, too, throughout the playoffs. But again, I just think at that point it was, and we're not gonna, I don't want to keep beating it. I just think that the biggest thing is, look, they quit, and we've seen this a time and time again. If you get frustrated and you're ticked about something else, or you're ticked for whatever reason, sometimes when a guy's got an open layup, you just decide, I'm done with this. You know, I'm just going to let my frustration out. We've seen people do that kind of stuff, but I mean, they were over, said, and done with, I thought, before the third quarter was half over. So.
They were over after game one, according to you.
I did say that.
Yeah, I know.
At least it turned out that way.
He was right.
I didn't want to be wrong about that. So, look, we'll continue to roll on. We've got a lot more to get to. We appreciate White Magic.
Dude, this Barry's Jiggly Arms Twitter account. They're out of control.
It's still going?
It's just kind of funny. So they put... I don't even want to give him any run, but I can't help it. It is kind of funny. They put, you want to smell something horrible? Try being me for a day.
on what? My headphones?
No, Barry's Jiggly Arms.
Oh, boy.
I'm talking about the hockey. All right. I hate you guys so much. I hate you and Nick for selling me out.
Why were
not I? No, not you. I hate the Barry's Jiggly Arms. Nick obviously created this account.
I did not create. I don't create.
You just got a chuckle out of it and liked it.
It was great.
Yeah. It is pretty funny. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty funny. It is pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Right now, I want to tell you guys about the good people at Greater Texan Health. We've been talking a lot about people that suffer from ED, and a lot of you guys are out there. You've taken the pills, but you're not seeing the results. ED is an issue many men deal with, and the people at Greater Texan Health can help. Greater Texan Health is going to meet with you in person, put you together with an expert that's going to customize a plan that's going to help you end ED today. Right now, they're going to offer a free confidential exam and testing. That's right. No charge to you, nothing out of your pocketbook, but you do have the chance to make a great impact on the rest of your life, because they're going to sit down, schedule a free confidential exam and testing. And all you got to do is call them, and they'll set up the appointment. And the great thing is after the appointment, if their recommendations don't work, you get a full refund. So again, nothing out of your pocket, but if they can help, they certainly will. What do you got to lose? And they're conveniently located, too. They're on South Main, right over by NRG Stadium, so you can get there from Pearland, any of the suburbs, downtown. You can get to Greater Texan Health very easily, and then they can start helping you. Call them today, set up an appointment, check it all out, see if it's something that you think you'd like to explore. For your free exam and testing, all you do is call 713-554-4915. That's 713-554-4915. Or you can check them out online, greatertexanhealth.com. And be assured, Greater Texan Health, once a Texan, always a Texan.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.
I fly like
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Boy, Nick's having a field day today.
This has been a fun show.
It has been a really fun show.
And it has, but I don't think you even care about the show. You just care about what's going on Twitter and live stream because the interactions with one dude, it's like watching a puppet show in front of you. One dude is playing both the role of Joel's pink headphones and Barry's jiggly arms, and Nick's in the front row just going,
every time you say Barry's jiggly arms, I kind of giggle. It's kind of funny. Travis Koning wants to know, says on Twitter, Barry, when Nick is talking, he needs to show himself on the live stream.
I saw that, but his opinion doesn't matter.
It's only fair, and I totally agree with you. Totally agree.
Life is not fair, sir.
And people are still sending me pictures to roast them.
People really want you to do that?
Yeah. Brad Jackson just sent me one. I told him his chin is so big, but he has a bruised sternum after he's done chewing. It's a big... Look how long it is. It's like...
What's with the face paint?
I think that's the flag of the Netherlands. I don't know.
Even if it is, what's with the face paint? Just a question.
I just go with a... I didn't even say anything about his hair. I just left that alone. He looks like the third member of Wham.
You know what he looks like? You remember when you were a kid, the don't litter commercial with the Indian guy that just the tear comes out at the end? Looks like the face paint stuff. What are you doing?
I just focused in on the chin. I was like, wow, you look like that moon from the McDonald's commercials, Mac the Knife or whatever.
Mac the Knife.
That guy.
6:30, babe. Hey. Okay.
Good times all the way around.
We are having fun today.
Yes.
That's the way it should be every day. So that should be good. Just checking news of the day.
Uh-huh.
Not a whole lot going on. But if you missed it late in the game, we were talking about Rodney Hood just declined an invitation, so to speak, from Tyronn Lue to get in the game late.
Yeah. Did they say why?
He didn't say why. He just came out today and apologized it. I think because he was benched earlier in the game, he got a little butt hurt. Then when it was a blowout, he didn't want to go in during garbage time because he feels he's a rotational player. I'm just
trying to piece it together. It wasn't a Pippen moment.
But
was it? Remember,
it
do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Where when Phil game was Jackson on the line
won, yeah.
and Phil wanted him in, but the play was designed for Tony Kukoc and Pippen just said he's not going in because he wasn't getting the ball, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is different. He was angered at the time. His teammates were ticked off, and they let everyone know that. So there was a meeting today between Kobe Altman, the general manager, and Rodney Hood. He said he felt awful. They had a good talk. And they said, Rodney, he could be better. He knows that, Tyronn Lue said. Just need him to be aggressive. And he didn't mean passive-aggressive, by the way he behaved late in the game. Essentially, he apologized today. I don't know what that does for him going forward with the rest of the locker room. But look, they need all hands on deck. They finally started playing better basketball. But regardless of who they play in the next round, they need help around LeBron James. And he's one of the guys they brought in for that very reason. He's got to play better.
It's just a bad look. You can't. There's certain things. You're getting paid to play. And whatever that means as far as minutes and role, your contract doesn't change. If you do better, you're going to make more, obviously. But whatever your contract is what you're being asked. It's what you're getting paid for and what you're being asked to do. So whether that's be a role player, then go be a role player. Stop being a baby. I don't know. These guys.
It's crazy just how soft.
Yeah.
A lot of professional athletes have become.
You're right.
And, you know, when you get these kids that are one and dones, that are coddled their whole from AAU on through high school ball, college ball, get to the pros, start getting a good contract, start getting a little accolades, a little of attention. People say you can play. And then the first adversity you face, you don't tackle it head on and go back. You look for someone to step up or say, they're not treating me right, mommy.
It's not fair.
I don't like it. Where's my trophy for participating?
Yeah, the ribbon. I remember that. Did you ever get a participation ribbon?
No, thankfully.
I did. I was so pissed.
I got plenty of those.
Yeah, I was
That's easy to
I was in a bike race in my neighborhood, and they gave me some stupid green participation ribbon because I was slow. I was so mad. I was like, this sucks. I'm going to trade this
Where's
bike
Barry?
In, too.
We're timing him with a calendar, yeah. Not a stopwatch. He'll be around the block any minute now.
That sucked. Did you see the news about Dante Foreman?
Deontay Foreman, no.
Yes. What did I say, Dante? Mm-hmm. That's what happens. My brother's name was Dante. I always screw it up.
It's okay, Mario.
Mario, you mean. Well, apparently, Texans are, quote, upbeat about Foreman's outlook. There was a little article in the Chronicle that said Texans are hoping for a big second season from the Texas City native, that things are looking good. They're predicting he will make a full recovery from the ruptured Achilles tendon he suffered in December.
Car is clean. Achilles coming along.
Texans remain hopeful that the former third-round pick will be ready for training camp.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and again, we had talked about rumblings about potentially letting go of Lamar Miller. Part of why they were doing that, everybody was saying, well, what are you doing if Foreman's not healthy? So maybe they obviously knew something that we didn't. J.J. Watt, by the way, yesterday also said, look, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling really good. But he made sure to let everyone know on Twitter and otherwise that does not mean that anything is set in stone, that I'm going to be great until I get on the football field.
Right.
But he does fully expect that he's going to be on the field, so good for him. He looked, I don't know if you saw they showed him teeing off on one hole. Forget about the golf swing. Dude looked huge.
Fat or ripped?
Like, just like, not either one.
Oh.
But like muscular, but like overly bulked up.
Well, he's a big dude.
I know, but he's normally big dude, but he's still... He doesn't have that kind of that really swollen.
Well, then he probably has gotten fat. I mean, he hadn't been able to do much,
I don't think
it's
fat.
I'm sure.
I just think he's put on muscle.
Okay. They were talking about in that article about Foreman, and Brian Gaines said the biggest part of that to me is the offseason when the rookies come in. In their second year, they get here. As you know, these rookies are getting here in May, the middle of May. So now he's got a full season behind him. He knows the playbook. He should be ready to go once he's healthy. So we'll see. I think
Bill O'Brien will probably change the playbook just to throw him off guard.
You feel like that they are counting on him to play a bigger role.
Oh, big time. And they showed,
no doubt.
Look, the yards after first contact, the way that he's been a power back, whether they keep Miller or not, that could be a nice combination because Miller's so good out of the backfield. So that'll be good to see and keep an eye on because, look, Watson needs all the help he can get around him. And that's just another element that they can have, which gives you that 1-2 punch that you need.
Yeah.
So I know we're getting close to going to a break. Also want to mention other news of the day. The Hornets are set to hire James Borrego, a Greg Popovich disciple on the Spurs bench. So there's a coaching position that's going to be filled there. Johnny Manziel hospitalized. Reaction to meds.
That's never
but good. Not bad meds. Thanks. He put on Instagram, thanks for your concern and kind messages. I had a reaction to an increased dosage in lithium, which I take for my bipolar disorder. Scary, but he's going to be okay.
Well, good. Yeah, that's
so
really good.
He's okay.
Corey Lawrence, we see you guys. Hang on. We'll get to your calls in the next segment because right now, I want to tell you guys how to get rich. And the way to do that, Steelhouse Poker Club. $100,000 tournament. That sounds good, right? $100,000? You betcha it does. It's Houston's newest, biggest poker room, and they are making history. Steelhouse Poker is bringing Houston its richest tournament on both May 18th and May 19th. It's a guaranteed $100,000 tournament. That's right. I did not mispronounce that. Guaranteed $100,000. Like I said, it's the biggest in history of Houston and Texas. And for just $300, you get to take your shot at that $100,000 tournament on either May 18th or May 19th. It's conveniently located I-45 North and West Road, so it's real easy to get to. Again, $100,000 tournament, but here's the cool part, all right? They're not just stopping at the $100,000. They are guaranteeing $10,000 every day for every tournament from Monday through Saturday. One more time. Guaranteeing at least $10,000 every day for every tournament from Monday through Saturday. You guys need to get in on this, whether you're a poker player or you just like money. Check it out. Get more information. It's SteelhousePoker.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.